The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He makes me walk right paths for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know those words. The words of Psalm 23 are perhaps the most familiar in Scripture. The Lord is my shepherd is the image that is given for us to consider today. I've considered it since I was a young boy, sitting and playing often like my boys do now in the office of my father, the pastor. Sitting in his office and looking up at this picture that I can still see to this day of Jesus with long brown hair and a really cool beard thing going on, holding lovingly this little lamb and surrounded by sheep. That picture, of which there are many, some that you perhaps have seen in your life as well, is an image that has been a part of my understanding of Jesus since I was a young child. My Lord is the shepherd. One time I had a conversation with a friend of a friend, a man from another congregation. And he came up to me and he said, knowing that I was a pastor, "So, Pastor Dave, how's the flock?" And I said, as far as I knew, the flock was fine. And then he said, "You know, I have to tell you something, Pastor Dave. I really dislike being called a sheep. Pastor Dave, have you ever been around sheep? They are the dumbest animals in the world. The dumbest. I have been around sheep my whole life, and except for their wool, they are just about useless, if not brainless. I just don't like having my faith compared to being a sheep." It was not the first time that I had heard this particular sentiment, or one very close to it. Certainly in our general lexicon of our culture, being a sheep is a term of derision. When we refer to someone as merely a sheep, it carries with it a connotation that is not at all flattering. Even in its less dismissive tenor, as when we call someone sheepish, the image rendered, while not necessarily negative, is still not one of strength. And perhaps this is what my friend was getting at with his words. Being referred to as a sheep for him, even in the context of his faith, is an unflattering image, one which he and others take exception. What he didn't say, at least what he was not willing to explicitly say, is that what bothered him most is that it is Jesus who is giving this image. And you know, I get this. I do. I still believe, though, that it is possible for us to recognize ourselves in relationship to Jesus, our shepherd, to recognize ourselves as the sheep, if we come to understand what for Jesus that meant, especially what for Jesus it meant to be our shepherd. In Psalm 23, our Lord is called the shepherd. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus calls himself the gate for the sheep, and later on in this chapter of chapter 10 of the Gospel of John, calls himself indeed the good shepherd. Like so many things that Jesus says that may seem unconventional to us today, what is of significance for us is to come to understand what for Jesus it means to be our good shepherd. Jesus says in our gospel that his sheep know his voice and follow. It is important to remember, as we shared with the young people just a few moments ago, that shepherds had unique calls that people could hear, that their own sheep could hear. That the only way that was even possible, the only way that that could ever happen, was that they knew the shepherd intimately. For Jesus wants to know you as intimately. Jesus wants to know us so deeply that in our lives, when we can know that our Lord is calling us, that we are able in some way, amidst the cacophony of voices that are around us, that we are in some way able to hear it. To know that that is a voice that can walk with us throughout all the trials and difficulties of our life. Psalm 23 reads perhaps its most famous verse, the one that has probably signaled it as the most popular funeral psalm, is the one, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." You know, when Heidi and I met, we met on a trip to Israel and Egypt. And one of the things that I was able to recall from that trip, other than all the things I did to court her, which is pretty much how I spent the trip, but one of the things I do remember noticing was seeing these shepherds on the hillside. And they were walking these incredible cliffs and these incredible different, these angles you would think there was no way that these sheep could ever make it. But there would be this shepherd who would be calling and talking. And guess what? These sheep navigated these often treacherous, difficult cliffs so that they might find that nourishment and sustenance at the end of their journey. That was an image for me that as I think about Psalm 23, it just brought it to life. Indeed, our Lord's voice can lead us through difficult times. It has led us through difficult moments in our lives as we have been met by the sure and certain voice of the Lord, whether it was through worship or through scripture or through prayer or through the voice of a friend who counseled with us and walked with us and prayed with us so that the voice of Jesus was being brought to us through this wonderful grace. It is an image for us that we are sheep that are following the Good Shepherd who seeks to walk with us through the midst of all that life brings, never abandon us to the treacherous natures and cliffs of our lives, and will be the one calling us and even carrying us when it gets most desperate. I love the fact, and my preaching professor in seminary made this very point, that it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." He says, it does not read, "Even though I walk and pitch a tent in the valley of the shadow of death." For there are voices in this world that would tell us that it is easier just to pitch the tent there. That there are voices that insist upon allegiance to the valleys of our lives. The valleys of low self-esteem or of addiction or of brokenness. We're pitching our tent in that valley, they say, is just easier, and that's all that we're worth. But our Lord says that that does not the truth. Now, our good shepherd says that that does not define you, that you are defined by being a part of my sheepfold, that you are defined by being a part of my people. And therefore, as our gospel lesson says today, as you come in and go out, you will find pasture. That being a part of my sheepfold defines you so that you can live in this world and face any trial and any tragedy, knowing that our Lord God has gone ahead of you, that our Lord Jesus is there with you, and that you will be seen through, that you will indeed walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And that on the other side, in the midst of the trials and the struggles and the pains that are ever present, for it is true that in Scripture nowhere does it say that as the sheep of Jesus will we, that when we follow Him, as we follow Him, that we will be without tragedy and pain and trial. Nowhere in Scripture does it say that that is true. But what it does say is that as we follow the shepherd, as we listen for that voice, as we follow that voice, we will be led through the trial, and that in the midst of the trials that are even coming before us, that we can dare, as our Psalm 23 says, that we can dare to sit there and watch and in the face of our enemies, in the face of those things that seek to define us and to claim us, those voices in this world that will seek to say that you are not worthy, that you are in too much trouble, that you have no hope. Those voices, our Lord says, I will set and prepare a table before you in the presence of all of those voices. And in the presence of all of those voices, I will give you the feast of my grace. I will anoint you with the baptismal promise of my presence forever. And in the midst of that, your cup of blessing will overflow, that you can stand up in the middle of the charging enemies that come upon your life and say, I am a member of the sheepfold of Jesus. And He is the good shepherd. And He gives me, and He gives you, an eternal promise. The promise and a word of grace that is our Lord. That our Lord has come near and will not abandon us to the trials of our lives. That in the valley of the shadow of death and in the presence of enemy voices, our Lord anoints your head in the baptismal cross that adorns you forever, placing you always in the hands of a merciful and forgiving God. In the valley of the shadow of death, in the presence of enemy voices, our Lord meets you in the overflowing grace of the table and of the everyday, in the presence of friends and family who come and become voices of grace for you in your life, giving you ongoing nourishment, experienced in prayer and community, and in the valley of the shadow of death, in the presence of enemy voices. Because He lives, because our Lord lives, He supplants tragedy and pain and instead turns it into goodness and mercy and promises us that we have a home with our Lord forever and ever in the still waters and the green pastures of His abiding and amazing grace. Let us stand and let us recall the promise of our Lord's Easter, that because He lives, we can indeed face all that life brings.